This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 13, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. A detailed inspection Friday of the heat shield of the shuttle Endeavour detected a potentially worrisome gouge in the tiles near the orbiter's starboard main landing gear door. NASA says the damage may have been caused by a chunk of ice falling from the shuttle's external tank during launch. The agency says that if necessary, astronauts on Endeavour will conduct a spacewalk to patch the damage, a process devised in the aftermath of the Columbia tragedy. The latest major aviation-related inconvenience to be blamed on a computer glitch happened Saturday at Los Angeles International Airport. The LA Times reports more than 20,000 international passengers got stuck for hours when U.S. officials were unable to process their entry into the country. Trucks buzzed across the tarmac to refuel jets to keep their air conditioning running and pumping out their lavatories to avoid the other big problem that happens in tarmac strandings. The computers reportedly went down about 2 p.m. Saturday, and the last of the delayed passengers was finally cleared at 3:50 a.m. on Sunday morning. Peter Gordon, the acting port director for Customs, called it, quote, "probably one of the worst days we've had. I've been with the agency for 30 years, and I've never seen the system go down and stay down for as long as it did," unquote. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association notes the Department of Transportation reported again last week that airline flight delays in June were worse than either May or June of last year. The airlines seized the chance to again claim that it's an outdated air traffic control system and an unfair funding mechanism that's responsible. AOPA President Phil Boyer responded, quote, "The facts clearly show that the airlines' own scheduling practices are a major cause of the problems, and they can't expect ATC modernization to cure all ills," unquote. AOPA analyzed the June airline schedules at all the major airports. At 17 of 35 hubs, the airlines have scheduled more flights during their daily pushes than the airports can handle in instrument weather conditions. It doesn't take a thunderstorm to delay flights across the country. Just have visibility drop below 3 miles or the ceiling below 1,000 feet at one of these 17 major airports, and flights will be delayed. Some of the worst airports for overscheduled airline flights include Chicago O'Hare, Atlanta Hartsfield, Newark, John F. Kennedy, Minneapolis St. Paul, Salt Lake City, San Francisco, and Las Vegas McCarran. As Airbus has endured catastrophic delays in development of its two newest designs, officials at Boeing have been careful not to gloat. Today, they're probably glad. Citing unnamed sources, a Seattle newspaper reported Thursday that the first flight of the Boeing 787 Dreamliner has now slipped to sometime in October. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer said that systems integration issues are to blame. The paper's sources said engineers are experiencing difficulties installing flight control systems and software and getting those components talking to each other in the highly integrated airliner. On Friday, Boeing spokesman Yvonne Leach said the company is still targeting late September for the first 787 flight, but conceded that that date could move into fall. The company said in a release last week, quote, "We remain on schedule for entry into service in 2008. Since recovery plans are in place, our overall assessment is that we are on schedule," unquote. So far, Wall Street analysts appear to be placated. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The Embraer 195 gets its U.S. certificate. Lockheed Martin says it overbilled the Pentagon for the JSF. And the U.S. Air Force orders 60 more Raptors. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk about teaching moments with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You'll find them on iTunes, iPodder, and Podcast Alley. And at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.